We kick off hour number three of the program live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. Pick you up some White Claw. Maybe we'll be celebrating this weekend.
Big basketball win?
We gonna get to play? What's the news on that?
Know.
We didn't get any news on that yesterday, did we?
Nope.
What the hell's going on?
Philly said the rumor was LSU. At LSU. Don't think I love that. I'd take it, though. Just need a game. Any game. I don't care who they play. But you're thinking, like, celebration of something else?
Yes. I was, thinking that we might obtain the goal that Matt brought up in hour one.
Let's not get into Let's not get into too graphic
clean up
detail.
The program. We might just do a lot of cleanup.
Just wipe it clean. Is that what you were getting at?
You told me to stop, and then you go with wipe it clean.
A juice cleanse, if you will.
Yeah.
Wipe the system clean.
Yeah. What, I don't... Huh? Oh, you thought I...
Clean up the
program. Oh, you're disgusting.
Clean up the program.
Right. That's what I meant.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just...
Yeah.
It'd be nice just to have it done, to have it happen, and then we, segue into the next dramatic event. I do wonder what the general fan reaction will be. Like, obviously, Greg Schiano, there was phone calls from politicians and boosters and fans protested on campus and social media was a mess. Does that happen if we bring Pruitt back? Because at that point, like, there's not, you can't stop it if they just bring him back.
Right.
Like,
no.
That's
no,
done.
You can't.
But if they, let's say they fire him and say, Kevin Steele interim, what do people do? Do people care?
I don't think people care enough anymore to be livid. I think they're just going to move on. Like, good Lord, they just.
They can't figure it out. They can't get out of their own way.
They're going to do something else.
Just
over it.
And then if it's, Lane Kiffin or Hugh Freeze, there's probably a party, parade.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that.
I think so.
It's fascinating. It's all right there in front of them. I mean, teed up, ready to go. I mean, I know everybody says, oh, I'm out. I'm out forever. Like, is this a...
I don't think people are out yet, because if they do clean house, if they really did clean house right now and make an inspiring hire, whatever that looks like, and you could sell it either way. You could Philip Fulmer could fire the whole coaching staff and bring in Jamie Chadwell and every Coastal Carolina assistant and say, we are trying to identify the best up-and-coming coach, the guy that is about to be a star, the guy that rated the highest per talent, per his coaching this past season. Everywhere he's been, he's pretty much started winning immediately. And this past year, even when they got the target on their back and were undefeated and people were talking about New Year's Six Bowls, he kept his team focused. They won the championship of their conference. The only blemish was a bowl game where they went toe-to-toe with another guy that we're not going to hire. And
he should say with one of the best coaches in the country.
And we are tired of having SEC retread semi-cheaters roll in here as assistant coaches that we overpay. Chadwell wanted to bring his whole staff. We're paying him the type of money he needs in the SEC, but we're giving his assistants some kind of prove-it deals, and we are taking a chance on the hometown kid who has shown with much less resources at his disposal, he can win and win big. And that's the route we're going to go. Deal with it. And people would be like, cool. They would. They really would. People would be like, okay, at least we're trying something different.
And that would help, too, because Chadwell could sell that.
Yeah.
Like, he's so good with, you know, the media and the right. fan base. Like, I think people would absolutely rally around
and,
him.
And, you know, if he got, like, the hard question of, coach, you know, how do you think your offense will, you know, go in the SEC? And you know, then he would answer that question however he does, and people would be like, okay, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he says, well, you know, I always tweak my offense to fit our personnel and take advantage of where I find advantages in our with our kids, and you know, and mm-hmm. people would love that
they'd
answer.
Be on board.
100%. If he said, well, you know, we're going to recruit to our system and we're going to train the kids we have right now to play in our system. Our system's proven; it's working. It worked at every place I've been. We feel like we've got kids now that can, you know, here already that can run it, and kids coming in that mm-hmm. can run it. And I'm going to recruit more kids that can run it. And people would buy that too.
Yep.
When you're a new coach and you're 0-0, people buy anything.
Yep.
It's hope, right?
Mm.
Revolutions were built on hope. It's right. Like, or if Philip Fulmer blows them all out and brings in Hugh Freeze and keeps Kevin Steele as DC and brings in a bunch of SEC retreads with 20 years of experience who already know every high school coach from here to the Mississippi, like,
we can get on board with
sell
that
too. Yep. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that.
No, sign me up.
There are, if Randy Boyd says, I've had it, Don Day, we're getting rid of everyone in football and I'm restarting, and he brings in, hell, he can, if he brings in guys you've never heard of, as long as they're not the guys you've heard of who suck, if he brings in the James Madison crew, people will be like, well, we'll see. North Dakota State, the whole staff comes. We'll see. They've won before.
I don't know. Chris Klieman left. I haven't seen that program because, like, they're getting prepared for their season. So I've only seen them 1 year removed from Klieman.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. But you still, it doesn't matter though. Really, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You could put a hodgepodge of the Maryville High School and Alcoa High School staffs together with a sprinkling of, you know, Catholic and Farragut, and say these are the best guys from local Tennessee. We want to rethink how we do college athletics. We're going back to local, and people be like, all right, Randy, let's ride.
Let's do it.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, give us anything other than what you've been giving us. It's like we're in prison and they keep feeding us the same, like, bowl of mush every day. Mm. And we're like, can you just give us a different flavor of mush, please? Anything else?
That's what it is.
What?
Mush?
Fulmer realized early on. He's setting us up, okay? Here's my conspiracy theory. This isn't actually what I think, but I'm just throwing it out there. Fulmer setting it up, he's going to make it so bad that whenever they do move on from Pruitt, he's like, if I just give them anything else, they'll be happy. They'll be back in my good graces.
We would be! It's true!
He would pull a fast one on us, but yes. Make it so bad that anything else would work. I mean, David, you've made this comment several, like, there's not a team in the SEC that would trade coaches with us, and I don't think there's a coach out there I wouldn't trade for. So yeah, congratulations, you've lowered the bar so far that literally anyone else would, I don't know, ignite the fan base, but maybe. Couldn't hurt. Might just work.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
But also totally believable.
Totally believable.
Yeah. Just what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what this whole draw out is for. It's like, nope, we're going to get them to the point where they have a little bit of hope. Then we're going to keep drawing it out, keep floating different things, make some moves, kill any possible hope they have for Kiffin and Freeze. We're going to make them think Pruitt's coming back. And then Doug Marrone. And they'd say, oh, look at what he did with the Saints. Don't mind his head coaching record in the NFL and in college. Don't mind Kevin Steele's record as a head coach in college. Don't worry about that. Look at what they did good here. Look at Doug Marrone's offense in the 2000s with the Saints. That's going to be us. And we'll all say, all right, let's do it. Because they'll have killed any passion that people have.
Mm-hmm.
People were passionate when Butch Jones got fired. I mean, I'm seeing some of it, but it's not the same feel right now. It's just not. I mean, they've got a chance to, I mean, energize and charge this program with a good hire, with solid leadership over the next 2 weeks. You can take an apathetic fan base and completely unify them. Will they do that? Probably not. But there are options. There's coaches. I think Chadwell would do it. Kiffin would do it. Freeze would do it. Napier would probably do it. I think everybody could. Okay, we're going to get on board.
Mm-hmm.
You bring in Doug Marrone? Mm-mm. Well, people will say, okay, whatever. People won't be excited. And I isn't that what you want more than anything from your fan base? For them to be excited and hopeful? Like, don't excited fans, hopeful fans, buy tickets, buy gear, donate?
Yeah, that's the only, I mean,
that's the end goal yeah. there, right?
In fact, I don't think, if you look at pricing and everything and how people buy and how people participate in the program, I don't think halfway through a season when it's semi-disappointing even really hurts you that much as long as you can hype up the next year.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you go into a season and everybody's really excited and they think that you might be able – let's say that people think you're going to be back to competing for the East. So we go into a year at some point in the future. We think we have a shot to maybe get to Atlanta. All the sales will be pretty good going into that year.
Mm-hmm.
Halfway through the season, literally 6 games in, you realize you're probably not going to Atlanta. I guess theoretically there's still a mathematical possibility, but everybody pretty much knows you've lost like at least like 1 or 2 games you probably shouldn't have or whatever. It doesn't really hurt you those last 6 games that much because people have already planned to come to those games.
Mm-hmm.
The tickets are pretty much already bought. If people come to games, they buy concessions. That's not a problem. The season ticket, you're not calling them about season tickets halfway through one season anyway, so that's not a deal yet.
Mm-hmm.
As long as by the end of the season, you then can sell the next season, you're good.
We said that all year. Like, buddy, why is Garantano still in? Like, show people Bailey. Give them hope for next year. And it worked to a degree. You still stunk.
Yeah.
But now, like, what is there – just right now specifically, other than like, well, maybe they'll make a change and then we'll have some hope. I mean, you've got players leaving the program in a swarm, an NCAA investigation. The talent on this roster is just not very good.
Mm-hmm.
Is no bueno.
Recruiting is, like it's fine, I guess, given the circumstances. Like, where is the inspiration here? If you know what it is, I'd love to see what.
There is none.
No.
There is none.
You went 3-7. You beat a first-year head coach who hadn't found his quarterback yet. You beat a coach that got fired. You beat a team that coach had just gotten fired.
Yeah,
and they had 40 players.
It was already the worst team ever assembled. On that day, Vanderbilt was one of the worst SEC teams ever assembled.
Yes, and then the 7 games you lost were all by double digits.
The teams that didn't even have a good year. Remember Kentucky, like, oh, yeah, Kentucky's going to have a good year. We were like, no, they're not. And they didn't, and they still beat our ass.
Also, let's see. You had a lead against Georgia. You had a lead against Florida. You had a lead against A&M. You had a lead against Arkansas. You had a lead against Auburn, right? So you blew leads in 5 of your 7 losses.
Yeah, like somehow you got off to a good start for the game.
Right.
But when we come out for the second half, we are the worst football team.
So when the other coaches get to make adjustments, you don't do well?
Bill Fulmer's right. The players on this roster are better than their record.
Well, I mean, we looked at the composite talent rankings.
The weakest link on this team is Jeremy Pruitt. He is.
I'd say the coaching staff in general. I mean, it starts with him, but
yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, sure.
Like,
sure.
I honestly that is one thing I'm never going to get to see with this team. Well, I don't want to say that. I mean, I might get to see Kevin still lead it after they fired Jeremy Pruitt halfway through the season if things don't go well. But for this past season. Had you had a different coach, like let's say Jeremy Pruitt was in COVID protocol and was not able to make, was not there for the halftime adjustment talk, how does this team perform? Because I wanted to see that the entire time because it's like on paper, this coaching staff has been successful at other places, but somehow we managed to put them here. They have a decent roster, and yet they just bleeped the bed.
Pretty simple, really.
Well, I remember I said all season, I just want to see this staff with a different quarterback.
And I always said, yeah, I just I wanted to see it. A different coach.
I wanted to see it, but yeah, now I just want to see this team with a different coach.
Yeah. You got to see enough, right?
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Well, it was way too late, but
right,
yeah.
But I mean, you could tell. Like,
no, yeah, it didn't make much of a difference, yeah. Right.
I mean, it was nice to see Harrison Bailey and JT Shroud even make some plays.
Sure.
But you could still tell, like, just the whole culture, the from the top down is a train wreck. And it needs to be just blown up and start over. We'll come back. More Hour 3 next. Listen up, football fans. I've got the perfect way to make the playoffs even more exciting this weekend. If you're already on the FanDuel Sportsbook app, you know about it. If you're new, you got to get there. It's the same game parlay. Lets you combine multiple bets from a single game for an even bigger win during the divisional wild card round. Why do I always say wild card? It's the divisional round this weekend. And it's my favorite. You've got two games Saturday, two games Sunday. It's going to be awesome. You can combine the money line, the over-under, and player props all in one parlay. And best of all, FanDuel is letting you protect your parlay with the parlay insurance. Same game parlay insurance lets you get up to $25 back if you fall one leg short. The playoffs are the perfect time to give one a shot. If you're already on FanDuel, I know a lot of you are, or if you're new, use our promo code 3OUT. FanDuel's got a range of betting options. They got player props, futures. You can find whatever you're looking for in the heaps of options. Also, the live betting is right there. And we love the product features like the multi-game parlay. You can pick up all four of the games if you want, or the same game parlay. Like I just mentioned, it is all awesome. We love it. You will too at FanDuel Sportsbook. If you're on an Android phone, go to sportsbook.fanduel.com. Or just head on over to the Apple Store, download the app, and use promo code 3OUT when you sign up. That's 3OUT. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
What else is happening today? Anything?
All eyes are on the hill, Dave. All eyes on the hill.
David, I did a fan
I think
survey.
That really might be it.
I had that fan survey pulled up to talk about earlier, and
there was still a good amount of sheep that got in on that one.
Of course.
You think?
You got to balance it out.
I mean, it's how many people? Look up how many people he asked. That was earlier.
It was
I think
570 or something along those lines.
Mm.
I thought it was pretty. I mean, 49.6%. So half the people rated Jeremy Pruitt's performance at Tennessee as a 2 out of 5.
Out of 5?
Yeah. 1 was poor, 5 was excellent. People just don't like to give a 1.
2 out of 5 is 40%, though. He only won 30% of his games.
That's what I'm saying, though. I think a 2. I think people that gave him a 2 are pretty reasonable people.
No one wants to give him a 1 just in case he sees it.
Don't want to hurt his feelings?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to protect
or
the...
Or if a player sees it, you don't want them to leave.
Yeah, it's true. You know, the negativity is what runs off all these players. It's a great point.
Mm. That's a good point.
29% of people gave him a 3.
1 point for every win.
20% of people gave him a 1. 19.5, actually. Those are our people.
Many people.
1.4% gave him a 4. Those are the people that don't pay attention to the program, I guess.
They clicked the wrong number.
And 0.2% gave him a 5. Excellent.
That was the staff getting on there, voting.
Casey.
Hey, Case.
Need you.
Can you call all the girls in your bridge club?
Think about this. In March, 80% either gave him a 4 or 5.
Okay, at least that people are coming around.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. No, not one single person gave him below a 3 heading into the season.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you were hopeful. Last year ended well, and then this year happened.
Should Jeremy Pruitt return as Tennessee head coach in 2021?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 38.9%. No,
okay.
61.1%.
Okay. That's about what I expected.
Do you think Philip Fulmer will see this? Like, surely Philip Fulmer doesn't know this, right? That over 60% of his fan base.
I don't know. I'm mad at him now, but I'm going to wait until you know, a decision's made before I completely decide if I'm in or out on Philip Fulmer.
Okay.
I mean, he said all the right things when he was hired. Great fan base, team they can be proud of. Like, if he said all those things and meant them, he has to understand that there wasn't much to be proud of or hopeful this season. I mean, he knows that.
That's something to be proud of.
Any other...
How would you rate the program's performance in 2020?
This is 1 out of 5.
1 out of 5. One is poor, 5 is excellent.
1.
61.5% said 1. 35.8% said 2.
So they'll give the program's performance a 1, but not the job of the head coach?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it wasn't his fault.
COVID.
COVID. COVID. Yeah. Yeah. No other teams dealt with COVID.
How would you rate the state of the program? 49.6% of people gave that a 2. And 27.6 gave it a 1.
Oh, really? Yikes.
Yeah.
Not 20, good.
21.8% gave it a 3. Now, people are just still delusional. They're still just like, oh, we're just Tennessee. Program's not
that
bad.
We'll bounce back.
Yeah, the program's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe the state of the program? Comments section. Matthew B.
Mm-hmm.
said, quote, I'd say that there's genuinely not much to look forward to right now. Several fans said they were okay with the end of the season but had lost confidence in the program after all the player departures and the seemingly endless investigation.
Oh, just wait.
And a perceived discord or disorganization among leadership.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Others pointed out that with the normal schedule, here come the Vol for Lifers,
oh boy,
3-7 in the SEC probably looks more like 6-6 or 5-7, and the unrest around Pruitt would be slightly more muted if so. See, I disagree. If Philip Fulmer, like when...
I'd say slightly if he went 6-6. Slightly.
Yeah, but...
Slightly.
But it, I mean, it shouldn't be.
No,
it's the same thing.
I agree.
Yeah. I got some breaking news.
Others expressed frustration at Pruitt's closing the gap comment and took it as a request to ignore the scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
Scott H. called the program a Ferrari stuck in the mud. Davey, is it good breaking news? Bad? Is it big? Is it small?
I don't exactly know. There's been a hire.
Here?
For the University of Tennessee's football program.
What? Really?
Do we tease this? Is it good, or should we just do it now?
Probably just do it now and then let people think about it, get our thoughts on the other side.
Sounds like a plan.
Brad sent me this. Jimmy Himes just tweeted, Rhett Brooks has been hired as an assistant strength and conditioning coach at Tennessee, replacing Mike Farrell, the son of former UT defensive line coach Dan Brooks. Rhett was at Central Florida last season. He has worked at Arkansas, SMU, Clemson, UNLV.
All right. He's got a big beard.
So, Fulmer's hiring the old gang.
Yep.
And the old gang's kids.
Mm-hmm. That's what's happening.
Sounds right. All right, we'll give you some more feedback on the flip side and give you our feedback on that.
I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain,
Rhett Brooks,
still remains.
Maryville High School, Murray State.
Rhett Brooks.
You said it, man. Fulmer is putting the band back together. This is like when Zeppelin reunited a few years ago, and they had Jason Bonham, John Bonham's son, on the drum kit, and it went great. That's what we're trying to do. Trying to get the band back together, and if that member can't be here, we're going to go get his kid.
Hey, Dan, you want to come on staff?
Well, the difference was Zeppelin crushed it
because
they're Led Zeppelin. This is going to be like Cyndi Lauper on the New Year's Eve, Rockin' Eve, that where she couldn't hit a note.
Well, Coach, I appreciate the offer, but I mean, Rhett would love to be on your strength staff. He's been looking around, trying to move up in the industry. Oh yeah, I remember Rhett running around the complex.
He'd like probably do it for $300,000 a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coffee
you
for
didn't
life.
Let me, you didn't let me finish. Yeah. We'll give him a really nice pension plan.
The winning streak at the end of 2019 may look like a mirage now, but we'll never know what this team may have looked like in a normal 2020 with uninterrupted spring and fall camps on top of a normal non-conference and SEC schedule. In a normal 2020 season, I strongly believe that this team wins at least 8 games and makes a pretty solid bowl game, said Cam S., who said he expects next year's team to win 8 games too.
Let's out that person. Shame them.
Cam, I've got a Vol Facebook group for you, buddy.
I am curious how many of those responses. I do believe there were some fans of other teams that got on there and put some stuff in.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Well, not a lot, but yeah. I think there are some.
I haven't read all these, but I'm just going to start reading. Bo H. says, it's hard to describe the state of the program without knowing the results of the investigation, but the fact that there's an investigation in the first place is a bad sign. The player defections are also troubling, as was Jarrett Garantano's complete lack of development. There are a handful of inexplicable losses, which also is cause for concern. Plus, Jeremy apparently doesn't know how to wear a COVID mask or teach the defensive secondary how to cover a slant pass. Finally, I'm dog tired of losing to Georgia, Florida, Bama, and now apparently Kentucky. But if you look past those things, we've turned the tide against Vanderbilt, apparently. God help us. I like Bo. A little sarcasm at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the corner against Vanderbilt. Marty says, struggling, but not as bad, parentheses, i.e. end of the world, as hashtag Vol Twitter and message boards would have you believe. I believe we have the support needed from the university level, the resources and structure to run a successful program, parentheses, credit to Pruitt, and talent, although there is clearly a gap, most notably at quarterback. Marty's delusional. What are we crediting Pruitt with? Like, credit to Pruitt that we have the structure to run a successful program. It's his job to run the program successfully, Marty! In a word, delusional. In my thoughts, at one point, more than 20 years ago, we had celebrity status. But now, we are aging rock stars.
Hey, and need to get good tie-in. All right.
Need to get a new album out there with a new collaboration. I don't know how much I like supporting the Axl Rose of college football, says Jake H.
I don't really... That one's a little over my head.
Top
Guns
15...
Guns N' Roses?
Top 15 well, just, roster.
I mean, I know Axl Rose was there, but like...
His real name is William.
Top 10
facilities.
Their
reunion did not go well.
Okay.
Top 10 fan base. There's just something missing. Tennessee isn't Alabama and should not be trying to replicate 2012 Bama. Need a new...
I said that.
All caps. Philosophy on offense, says James.
People coming in the Vol for Life Facebook page saying just he'll do better next year. I was like, no bleep. It's almost impossible to do worse. We just said he was the worst head coach. Even by the metrics. Like
it gets better.
Can't fall much farther.
Man. Richard says
I don't want to say that. We keep finding a new layer.
Richard says, I am apathetic and have no plans to attend a home game for the foreseeable future. Theo says we are Vanderbilt plus.
Is that a subscription base?
Vanderbilt's just Diet Tennessee.
Yeah. But here's where it gets worse. Jeremy Pruitt will win an SEC title at Tennessee. 8.6% of people said yes.
That's the hope.
Good Lord. Imagine what that number would be if you just hired a new guy. Jamie Chadwell will win an SEC championship at Tennessee. 55%.
Yeah. Like easily 50%.
Give me hope.
Exactly.
How would you rate the confidence in the leadership of the university? 24.5% gave it a 1.
That's actually kind of surprising.
31.4% of 2, 30.2% of 3, 12.1% of 4, and 1.7% of 5.
Are there any responses that just said, I believe in Fulmer?
I mean, they've given Pruitt everything.
I have full confidence in Chancellor Plowman and Randy Boyd. I have zero confidence in Philip Fulmer or Pruitt. Fulmer loves Tennessee, but always preserves himself above UT. Pruitt is way over his pay grade, wrote Brian C. Probably 1 of 37. So, what I think Brian was having trouble with is, how do you want me to rate this? Like, because they put Chancellor, President, Athletic Director, and Head Coach all in the same question. So Brian's like, I
want to separate them. Yeah,
yeah. Brian's like, I'm a 5 on Boyd and Plowman. I'm a 1 on Pruitt and Fulmer.
Down the middle.
So yeah, give him a 3. Oh man, yeah. There's lots of comments. You can read the whole thing at The Athletic, but. Oh, what's the biggest concern with Tennessee's program? There's tons of answers to this.
Fan base. People just don't care like they used to.
They were supportive. We'd be winning football games again.
Actually, I haven't seen too. Just scrolling these. They don't look
nothing
too
bad.
No.
Anything come up more than once?
No. I mean, it's pretty spot on. I mean,
okay.
Somebody talked a lot about quarterback play being so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Quarterback stability and leadership at every level being lacking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, short term the investigation, long term our inability to compete with Bama and Florida and Georgia. You know, mm-hmm. and how we've gotten even worse against other teams. You
right.
know. Alignment between the power sources of the university all the way down through player development is just not there. I mean, yeah, it all kind of makes sense, really.
I can buy all that, yeah.
That Pruitt doesn't manage his staff well.
Ooh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, actually, all those answers were pretty not perfect, but nothing crazy there. So, if Tennessee elected to make a change at head coach, who should it hire? Would you like to guess who was at number one?
Lane Kiffin.
No. Other Ole Miss coach.
Was it Hugh?
Hugh Freeze.
Really?
Lane Kiffin was the last one on here, only 1.7%. And I don't know if they just had to write that
in. No, okay, there were 4 options.
Okay.
Lane Kiffin was not one.
Okay, so he got
He
one.
Was the other, gotcha. So you could write it in. I think it was Hugh, Herman, Malzahn, and I want to say Chadwell were the 4.
Well, those are the top 4 answers. That would make sense. 32.3% for Hugh Freeze, 15% for Gus, 12% for Tom Herman, 8% for Jamie Chadwell.
Hmm.
And then people wrote in Napier, Campbell, and Kiffin. Matt Campbell. So
right.
Billy Napier, Matt Campbell, and Lane Kiffin.
Like, I would like to have Matt Campbell, but for the people like putting him in there, those people, at least in my opinion, don't realize how far
this
program has fallen, because for Matt Campbell to leave Iowa State would be him taking a step back in his career to come here.
Mm. Final question. How many regular season games do you expect Tennessee to win in 2021? What would be your answer to that? 12-game schedule. Like
as things stand right now.
I'll say 5.
I was going to say, yeah, 5. 5.5. Over
25% said 6, or 25.4% said 6, and 24.9%, so both rounding to 25, said 5 or 6. 25 said 5, 25 said 6. 19% said 7.
It is an easy schedule.
13% said 8. 16% said 1 to 4.
Ooh.
And 1.4% said 9, and 0.5% said 10 to 12.
It's like you can't even give him the benefit of the doubt for the non-conference, even as easy as it is, just because of how he handled 2018.
Right, yeah. I mean, right now you got to mark
2019
Pitt as a loss. All those other ones should easily be wins, no matter who your coach is, but you can't even really guarantee that.
Nope. Georgia State, ring a bell?
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing. One more break. We'll come back. Final segment of the program. Is today the day? Final segment of the program. They're interviewing Jeremy Pruitt today. Is this the start of a long negotiated process to get him out of here? Is this, we're going to just need you to get your stuff and head on out the door? Or is it, so, Coach, what do you need to really turn the corner next year? I mean, it's going to be about the investigation.
TWO tweets in. He says, we are permanently screwed. This means one of two things. I'm going to abridge this and say it actually means one of three things. Either Steele is the guy that's going to be the head coach. Mm-hmm. Fulmer is going to take over. Or we're bringing Pruitt back, but Fulmer is hiring all of his staff to help him out, to guide the way. Mm-hmm. You know what your problem was, Jeremy? You didn't have guys who have done it before. You need Kevin Steele.
You need the 20-year SEC retread.
Yeah.
You know, Dan Brooks was a really good coach for me. His son is over there lifting weights. You might want to give him a call. You know, Doug Marrone had a really great offense in the early 2000s. New Orleans, man. Need to come in and revamp.
As a Titans fan that has destroyed the Jaguars the last several times we have played, I do not want to watch Doug Marrone coach this team.
Oh, man.
They're not very good at stopping the run.
He was a little better when he had, what's his name, Bortles.
Blake Bortles.
Yeah, he was a little better. Got to the playoffs.
One good year. I think they were 10-6 in the regular season and just managed to do well in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Had a really good defense, but Doug Marrone apparently wasn't able to keep his players happy, and so that entire roster was blown up. I mean, they had Calais Campbell, Yannick Ngakoue, Jalen Ramsey, several others that like are just escaping me, but I know that are playing very well right now.
Jacksonville's about to get Urban Meyer, sounds like.
Bring it.
Bill O'Brien finalizing a deal with Alabama to be offensive coordinator.
Sounds about right.
Kevin Flood, offensive line coach, just got hired at Texas.
Can we make sure Bill O'Brien's in charge of roster management?
Is he a really good play caller?
He's got big shoes to fill, man.
He has to be good at something, and it wasn't roster management.
I mean, because he doesn't call. Does he call the plays for the Texans? Maybe he does.
He did.
That's what I meant.
Might have.
He's not a terrible in-game coach.
He's not bad at calling plays. No. Then. I mean, Deshaun Watson and those guys, they go up the field. Yeah. Go up and down the field good. So, I mean, well.
I don't know. Just thinking about other things. The wrong mic seems to be a thing as of late. Houston, you fell for that in the thread.
I was making a joke.
Oh. Would you guys see that Mike Leach was picked to join Joe Biden's staff?
I mean, I think it's a good decision.
As Chief Diversity and Inclusion Director.
Well, I think to diversify the Biden staff with a little bit with different opinions from all walks of life. I mean, you want a guy that believes Bigfoot exists and that there's aliens out there and that's really smart and understands how to organize a pirate ship.
Mm-hmm. Now, he did help get the flag changed.
Mm-hmm. He did. Yeah. He's on the right side of that one.
Definitely going to help out with our military, too. You know, air raid.
Swing the sword, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the, you know. Not a lot of ground and pound.
No, none at all. We're going straight
all drone,
planes.
All drone attack. Yeah.
More Mike Leach jokes.
Yeah, they'll come.
I would still love to have Mike Leach, even if we didn't win. Just want him. Golly.
What do I always say?
If you're going to lose, be fun.
Be fun. You cannot be bad and boring.
We are the boringest and the worst in this conference.
At least Vanderbilt threw a girl out there.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
That first game she was going to play, I tuned in specifically for it. And not in a negative way. Not at all. Don't hear me wrong. Not at all in a negative way.
Just wanted to see it.
I had told my kids. I told my daughter, Vanderbilt has a girl that's going to kick today. I've heard that she can crush a soccer ball. This is going to be awesome. Let's see how she does. And then it was the biggest sham in the history of Earth, or the history of football.
But it was fun.
It was, because then I went negative and I had a take. That's something to talk about.
It led to them having to fire their coach.
It was unique.
Well, you don't think Dan Brooks' son is a...
Can he kick a football?
Kick something.
Oh, gosh.
Billy
Stats just tweeted, choose joy. Choose hope. Choose fun.
Yeah, but Chris Lowe says we're not even going to call Hugh Freeze. Says it's going to be a mistake, but we're not even going
to
call him.
What else does Philip Fulmer have to do other than make phone calls? I mean, this isn't like he's got to go dig ditches or anything. Like, calling and talking to people is pretty much all the job entails. Call everyone. I don't care.
Yeah, you can't shake hands right now. Like,
Call Bill Belichick, for crying out loud. Maybe he's just
done. That's probably who he called.
Maybe born in Nashville.
Maybe he's just tired of the NFL thing and wants a change of scenery. Call him.
What about Rex Ryan?
Call Nick Saban.
Take him.
Maybe Nick Saban is like when you play the video game and you've won back-to-back titles, you know, 5 out of 6, you know, on Heisman with Tennessee because they were stacked, and now you're like, I'm going to Wyoming. I'm going to Navy. Going to wherever, TCU.
Tennessee. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it used to be that way. Tennessee's roster used to be loaded. You start with Tennessee, you win a bunch of national championships, and then you just pick some random team that's got the lowest little star rating, and you just rebuild.
Yeah, we kind of got lucky that they stopped making those games because we would just keep getting worse and worse and worse.
You'd have to
be all D pluses this year.
I'm in year 2043.
Call Brian Kelly and say, look, buddy, you're never going to get it done at Notre Dame. I don't know. Convince him he can do it here. He'll say no, but at least, I mean, yeah, call people. You're not going to call.
Make it a game. See how many people will say no.
Maybe to knock Fulmer off his disillusionment pedestal, and he'll actually realize, man, we really suck. No one wants to come here. If Billy Napier and Jamie Chadwell really don't want to come here, like, what does that tell you?
That it's over.
That means you can't even swing the bat for the Bruce Pearl of football. Can't even swing it.
Good times.
We'll do it again tomorrow.
Maybe we get some good
Friday
news.
Friday edition.
I hope I'm here tonight.
Same.
The Blitz is next. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.